Well, thank you everybody for being here. My name is John Rivera. Aside from being a member of the State Assembly, I'm on the Executive Committee of the Erie County Democratic Committee. I've been a member of the Democratic Party since as long as I've been old enough to vote, working on the campaigns of good Democrats running for office throughout Western New York. And behind me is just a small sample of more members of the Democratic Party that are that knock on doors, that collect petitions, that do the work every year to be part of the democratic process. These are folks that put in their own time to make it happen. With me are elected officials, committee people, vice chairs of the party, and other members of the democratic institution that has been part in the forefront of getting good work done in Erie County. I'm just one voice among many that's making it all the more clear of what we're seeing in this mayoral campaign. This season has been fraught with all kinds of disappointments, but it's necessary now more than ever to make it clear where we stand as Democrats. We live in a day and age where the difference between Republicans and Democrats are clear more now than ever, and it's on us as leaders in this party to inform Democrats across the city the truth about what's going on. And the truth is that the Republican institution is attempting to buy this election. That powerful interests like Carl Palladino and other Republicans with deep pockets are trying to make it seem as though Chris Scanlon is a Democrat, trying to make it seem as though he believes in Democratic values. You see it from the mail that he sends to the messaging that he uses, but I know the truth, and the rest of the people behind me know the truth, is that the process to select a mayor for the Democratic nomination was a long process, an open process, a process that had never been done before, but it made it so that many, many, many people had an opportunity to come before us and seek this party's endorsement. And here we are seeing financial filings where over $100,000 in a single filing generated by Republican donors for Chris Scanlon. We see tens of thousands of dollars from Palladino relatives and Palladino establishments. We see their campaign headquarters in a Carl Palladino building. And what do we say as a community to that? That we got rid of Carl Palladino from the school board for a reason. That his homophobia and his racism had to go. And we are smart enough to know when it's gonna come back to us in City Hall, and we are not gonna let it happen. Are we gonna let it happen?
No!
So I'm surrounded by a lot of people that feel the same way I do. That across this county, we need to do as much as we can between now and Election Day to inform as many people as possible that there is a real Democrat running for office, and his name is Sean Ryan.
Right.
That Carl Palladino is not going to have a space in City Hall any longer. That the days that we pay homage to people that don't have this community's interests at heart are over. And that the radical right has no place in Buffalo.
That's right.
So I want to thank everybody for being here, and I want to give a space to the vice chair of the Erie County Democratic Party and former county legislator Howard Johnson.
Thank you. So this is something that, you know, that's been talked about ad nauseum for weeks. The stain that Carl Palladino has on particularly the black community is still there and still relevant. You know, in talking to a lot of the candidates that come before the executive committee, you know, one of the things we often, you know, press home about is not to, you know, be involved with, you know, the Republican Party taking funds from them. And it still goes to this day. The way he gallivants around our community, the way he treats our community, there's no give back. When you look at his organizations, there's no give back to the community, particularly the East Side community where he hosts a lot of properties at. For me, myself, I just believe that, you know, we have to keep the Republican interest out of the Democratic policies. And if you're going to be a true Democrat, you have to be a true Democrat. You have to show yourself tried and true to do what's right for the Democratic Party. And for me, I'm hoping that the acting mayor, denounces Palladino. So far, he hasn't. That was one of the requests that I had, and so far, they hasn't. So until then, I mean, the only true candidate we have is Sean Ryan. Thank you.
We'll open up to any questions.
Wouldn't a true Democrat want a actual
open primary without an endorsement, to be honest?
Every election that we've had in Erie County has gone through a process. So currently, if you're running for mayor of the city of Buffalo, what happens is committee people are, I'll give you the exact, this is what happens. The executive committee of the party, they make their endorsement. What we did this year was absolutely beyond that. What we did is we held multiple public meetings, public hearings, where any candidate could come before us. The entire...
This is what we heard from Whitfield. This is what we heard from Rashid Wyatt. Sure. That the deck was stacked. Let's face it, you had so many people in that room. And to be able to make presentations, a lot of the supporters of Sean Ryan outweighed anybody else in terms of numbers allowed. Yeah. Is that true or not?
I would say that's not true at all. The reality is, as someone that's...
You wouldn't let us in to see it, though, would you?
Well, no, that's a space where all of the committee people...
Right, but I'm just saying, if it was truly open, should the media have been allowed in to see that process?
I'd say that the decision on who gets the Democratic nomination from the Democratic Party should be a decision that the Democratic committee people should make. They are elected every 2 years. Well, you could be a Democratic committee person if you're a registered Democrat. Don't want to point a finger.
I'm just saying, on behalf of Democrats who are watching this,
No, it was an open and fair process. The process wasn't
allowed in to see
it. But that was a decision of the executive body and the Democratic committee members.
And frankly, a decision among the candidates. So those same the same candidates that are now saying that that process was whatever it was, I can assure you that these are the same candidates that wanted a frank conversation among committee people. But again, that was back in January. That was back in December. That was back in November. Here we are all these months later. And what are we finding? We're finding that there are some people running in this race that are pursuing it, you know, as honorable people. But there are other people that have already gone back on their words. We heard from Acting Mayor Scanlon that he wouldn't pursue a November election if he didn't get the Democratic endorsement. That's clearly not true. He submitted just last week an independent nominating petition to be on the ballot, which is against what he had said prior. We're seeing, you know, an influx of Republican support and Republican money. And messaging against Democrats, you know, that's not what increases voter turnout. That's not what inspires Democrats. What inspires Democrats is when we put our policies forward and when we call things out as they are. There is criticism about Democrats across this country that we don't say what's the truth, that we don't use confrontational language, that we're not hard on things. But let me tell you, this is a new era of Democratic politics, because the truth of it is we believe that we have the right candidate to do the job, and we are going to unapologetically support him because we believe we have the right policies, the right support, and the right community around him. Now, if Acting Mayor Scanlon didn't like the process, I suppose... you know, he has his day, and that's why we have a Democratic primary. But we know that that should be the thing that decides this election. If Republicanism wants to make an interference, then it has to be called out.
Are you saying he's going to run next year?
Yeah. I would say, you know, we're consistent. We made our position. We had an open process where committee people from around the city were able to make their statement, and they went in a different direction than what I'm sure what the acting mayor would have wanted. But it does say a lot that with the encouragement of Republicans, with the rumors of running perhaps as a Republican himself, or the rumors of doing other things going into November, it erodes the trust the Democratic Party has in this candidate.
Can I pose a question to you?
Would you come up
if, sure.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I guess the response is that this. Do you think that if any of those candidates who are saying that the process was fixed, would they have the same position if they were the chosen candidate?
Who knows? Because they didn't get it. Yeah. Arnell Whitfield and also the Rashid Wyatt.
Yeah. I mean, there was issues just on, like, from our end, right?
you had Zellner go up and say that Sean Ryan unanimously got the endorsement. And then later on, there was a lot of phone calls and a lot of conversations where it wasn't unanimous. Exactly.
Well,
the results weren't exactly.
Well, I'll say this. I was in that room, and I could say that no other candidate was nominated, so it was unanimous.
I guess we'll take your word for it, sir.
I appreciate it.
And also, what about if anybody decides to run, say, on the Berkeley Canal this morning, which is maybe, you know, affiliated with Democrats? You know, it would be that Mayor Scanlon, I think Mayor Scanlon, may pursue that line.
You know, it's what I have found about the Scanlon campaign is that it's a moving target. Today it's going to do one thing, tomorrow it's going to do another. Today it supports Democratic values, the next day it takes all the world's support from Carlo Palladino. I can't speak to what the acting mayor is going to do. You know, it's been disappointing.
Wouldn't it be open to have a process? I'm going to say, you're perceived to be a Democratic Party machine led by Jeremy Zellner, who again, as my colleague referred to, it's been strongly talked about, but he hasn't denied it yet. He said it's down the road when he did an interview with me. That's way down the road, I don't know. But that's been the speculation. He would love that state Senate seat to move from party sphere. So that clouds the
Well, to me it doesn't, and I'll tell you why. You know, I've been a committee person longer than Jeremy Zellner's been zone chair, and I think since he's been a committee chair, and a lot of us here can say the same thing. You know, this party, just like any county party, is greater than any one person. I believe that if we continue to invest in the institution and elect good people to office, people that year over year over year get the support of the voting electorate, that means more than any one person. And I think Jeremy would say the same thing. The truth of it is that we lead on the beliefs that we stand on as Democrats. And, you know, that's why we have an amazing county executive. That's why we've elected a great congressman and a great congressman before that. And the list goes on. You know, voters have supported our candidates in this party and, you know, as Democrats for years, long before any chairman. So, you know, that's what I say to that. You know, this is a party and an institution that lasts because we put candidates up to the electorate that are quality candidates. I would say that interest in running as an independent nominee came to the surprise of a lot of people. I could say that I certainly haven't. I mean, those petitions were just filed last week at the Board of Elections, and, you know, it doesn't jive with what was said in prior conversations, but, you know, that's his, you know, bones to make, I suppose. Truthfully, my message to voters is, you know, look at these candidates and look at what they believe in. We are Democrats. We had a democratic process where in which there is a nomination and that was made similar to so many other elections we've had. And there is a clear distinction, and it's becoming more clear every day, that Republican influence is trying to take a big part of this campaign, and it shouldn't. You know, there is a general election in November where in which if the party who has nominated a candidate can support that candidate. But it's absolutely clear just by the financial filings and frankly, in part by Chris's own track record, that the Republican Party is attempting to make a move on this election, and we have to shine light on it. I'd say that there's a lot of thoughts around that. I would say that I don't want to call out Mr. Gardner, you know, and not have him, you know, give him his fair day. But what I would say is it's going to be an interesting post-primary shakeups, I'd imagine, because when and if Sean Ryan is elected by the, you know, on primary day, we're going to see a lot of people do different things. And I believe, consistent with what I've seen so far, that the Scanlon campaign is not going to live up to the word that it made Democratic committee people, that he would, just like so many other people had said originally, that they would support the Democratic Party and the Democratic candidate. So we'll have to see what Mr. Gardner does and what the Republican Party does. But if the last few weeks are any indication, it's clear that the Republican support of Chris Scanlon isn't slowing down. What I would say is, this is just a small sample of the Democratic Committee people. Hundreds and hundreds of people voted, came together in ways that they hadn't before. In some ways, I would argue that if you look at what we did last year with the election of our amazing state senator, April Baskin, and with our amazing congressman, Tim Kennedy, we saw those two elections go without fracturing, without problems. We elected good people to good office. And we believe that that's what's going to happen this year, that the committee people and the support among the people that are actually on the ground, Democrats, that live every day in Buffalo and know the problems that the city of Buffalo is facing, they're going to get behind Sean Ryan.
Assemblymember, one last question. Mm-hmm. If a Republican developer made a contribution to your campaign, number one, what would you do if one did? Would you reject that donation?
If you're saying Carl Belladino, has he donated?
Okay.
Sure. I've never received a financial donation from Carl Belladino, and I never will. I would return it. I wouldn't accept it.
So you would just turn it down?
Yes. Okay. Certainly.
And do you think every Democratic candidate has done that in this state?
Oh, I would say that there are parts of the Democratic Party that have stopped, that have not received donations from Carl Belladino in well over a decade, in years.
About Republican developers.
Oh.
There may be others.
I guess I can't speak to the hypothetical.
And I guess the state of New York doesn't have various offices in his properties around the area.
Guess I can't
I
speak to.
He's the number one landlord in the state of New York in this area, which you probably know.
But, yeah, is what it is.